see. I started out going to school in UC Santa Barbara, learning aquatic biology. I got a bachelor's there. Then I went on to San Francisco State University, got a master's there in marine biology. And about a year after that, I got hired on with NOAA. And I started working on ear bones called otoliths and doing daily aging of baby fish otoliths to figure out how many days old they were. And then I moved on to going to another group where I worked on deep slope fishes, looking at their stomach contents and what they ate. And then from there, I moved on to going to count fish underwater using ROVs, remotely operated vehicles, and submarines. And then from that, it progressed on to doing all sorts of different activities in the deep slope or deep waters, things deeper than 200 meters or 200 feet generally. And up till today, where I kind of run the projects on deep sea corals, deep sea fishes, deep sea sponges, looking at abundance of fishes, looking at abundance of corals, and looking at generally the association between the two, trying to figure out if the presence of corals increase the number of fishes. And since I work for the National Marine Fisheries Service, part of NOAA, our mandate is to increase the fisheries. So that's part of my job, is to figure out the number of fish and ways that we can enhance the fisheries and the catchability of all the fish so that we can sustain the number of fish or even increase the numbers of fishes over the time so that we can have them to fish and then also to view and to go and look and just to have sustainable populations.
Yeah, I think that's